Hi.
Hi.
Four score and 7 years ago.
This is like it's like when life stopped and COVID happened and then everybody met each other again. That's what this is.
Yeah, that's what this is. This is our interlude episode. We've been missing for
MIA.
MIA. DNC. Yeah. We looked and May 15th was the last episode. It is currently August 18th.
August 18th?
For context. 4 months?
Yeah, we've been a little preoccupied with life.
Yeah.
Letting shat on us a bit. But we're here. Back to the mission, you know?
Yeah.
Life was going really good. So
it was going really good. We were coasting. We were like, oh my God, we're on the up. Mm-hmm. And then it just really took a 360 really fast.
Really fast. Yep. In a lot of ways.
And, yeah, a lot of ways.
We decided to take a break.
We did. I don't even think it was a conscious decision.
I remember telling you, I cannot record.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm going to say some stuff. Because I want this, obviously, to be, like, a positive, you know. Yeah. Obviously real. Like I'll be honest when I'm struggling. But I didn't want to, like, record an episode and have a mental breakdown.
For sure.
So, that was my reason. And then we both had so many things going on. It kind of just became this, we'll do it again. We'll do it again. And I knew we would do it again.
Yeah. But it was an indefinite, like, we're not there yet.
we needed a break.
Yeah.
The microphone.
From, you know, it's just such a weight on us.
Yeah.
Well, it was less about the weight of doing the podcast and more just like our mental states were not well.
I don't ever want to have somebody listen to this and then feel worse after they listen to it. And I think that's what would have happened.
I agree. Which, like, we're going to be very honest.
But I also think we've grown a lot.
You know?
We've watched each other grow and we've grown together. And then we've also cried together. So yeah. I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And now we're drinking our Coca-Colas.
Our Coke. We have some Cokes.
We've got Coca-Colas. It's great.
We're going to have an interlude episode and then we're going to get back to it.
Yeah. Get back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's been up for the last
four months? Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I'm trying to think. So, like, I remember the last episode we recorded with Dina was back in May. It was really great. She's one of, you know, the women in the industry that we both look up to and, like, have worked a lot with just in different capacities. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that was a really great episode for me. With the Coyotes season ending like a month before that, it was kind of just like this lull and kind of figuring out what was next for me. And I think, you know, it took a dark turn. I think a lot of things happened where it was one of those things where I was starting to struggle with the job search. And I think that's something that I think people don't really talk about, like, obviously this industry is super challenging to get into, but once you're in it, it's still challenging. And I think, you know, everybody wants to advance and like do what's best for them. And I think it can be really challenging when, you know, you might have experience and you're looking for something that's next and it doesn't come as quickly as you want it to. So I think the waiting game is hard. And I think, you know, it taught me a lot about myself and definitely was a period of struggle. But I think, you know, everything happens for a reason. And ultimately, I'm trying to look at it as like a perspective of like, okay, like hopefully talking about it can be a situation where if somebody's ever, you know, in the same situation or they're trying to get a new job or whatever, it can be kind of a safe space because it can be lonely at times and super, super daunting when you're interviewing or when you're not hearing back from companies, but ultimately, you know, like you'll land on your feet. So that's what I was dealing with. And yeah, I just think, you know, specifically, obviously, like with the Coyotes and the relocation of the team, a lot of us were laid off. And I think that's a challenge in itself. But obviously, companies, you know, change all the time. There's massive layoffs all the time. But I think it's different in this industry because that isn't something that typically happens very often, especially when it's people of all ages, all backgrounds, and all levels of the company. So it was a really interesting experience, one that I'm super very blessed to have a good, you know, family support system. But very spooky. Mm.
Spooky, scary.
Spooky, scary, and it's not Halloween yet.
No.
So yeah, that's, you know, and then I was blessed to get a job opportunity in MLS. So I actually relocated to Denver. So we're doing this via Zoom right now.
Yep.
We no longer live in the same city as of a week ago, which is a transition, and a whole other separate topic on just like relocating for a job and all of that, which we can go into at another time. But yeah, finally feeling like myself again, which might have taken 4 months, but we're here.
Love it.
Yeah. So that was me. And Becca's been just as busy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I feel like since May, so many positive things have happened, but so many other things also happened. Like I got promoted. So
yeah. Oh my God.
I know. Yeah.
We haven't even talked. I gotta make a graphic.
It's okay. Yeah. I got promoted. So senior project coordinator now. So that was really exciting to have happen. And then I bought a car. Which was also very exciting. I no longer drive, if you've ever seen my car. It was this little girl, little 2006. I think she was a 2006 Honda Accord. She was
honestly the most reliable Honda Accord I've ever met.
I mean, literally the most reliable. She was the best. But
May she rest.
But it's just time. She was not going to make it through another Arizona summer. And so I bought a car. I'm really excited about that. Yeah, so those were all really positive things. I mean, work is going really well. I was able to see my family. They were in town, which was really nice. Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of really positive things that were happening, but for some reason, like, I've been having a lot of health issues. So that has been the negative side of things. Just a lot of random shit that's happening to my body that, like, doctors don't know what's going on, whatever. So been dealing with all of that. And then, yeah, just my mental health has been really terrible for the last couple of months as well. So it's funny because it's like, everyone's like, oh my God, you just got promoted. Like, I just got recognized by Wise as like a up and coming woman in the sports industry. And like, it's all these positive things. And like, my mental health has never been worse. And so I'm like, great. So that's what I've been dealing with, I feel like, for the most part. But
which I think can be very deceiving, because it's like, especially in an organization like Wise, like being nominated is like a huge deal. And yeah. I think it's like you said, people are reaching out like, oh my God, you got promoted and now this, and then you're like, yeah, but like, and that's how you know, like, you never really know what's going on in somebody's life. Because I mean, I will say, like, we've joked about it all the time, but like, year 25 was the most humbling year of my life. Like, mm-hmm. I learned so much, and like, we always joke that it's like our quarter life crisis, but like, I really feel that way. Like, I was emotionally tested more I'm 26 now, by the way, we're over it. But like,
this has been 26 for a week.
I've been 26 for like 4 days, but like 25 and I don't know, like, I don't know if it's this universal experience, but I just, that year, like, aged me. Yeah. Like, it aged me. I feel different. And it's, like, in a good way and a bad way, but, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just one of those things where, obviously, you go through tough times, but I think it's super interesting when because we were like going through a tough time at the same time. Yeah.
We're both trying to comfort each other. And then yeah. I'm like, Katie, it's okay. Let's go do something. And then I'm like having a mental breakdown.
And then you're like, and then I'm like, all right, yeah. And then she gets there and she's like, has honestly been crying. And I'm like, what's wrong?
Yeah. And I don't cry.
Yeah. Becky does not cry. So it was a really interesting time, but I think it's super important to, just like be honest about it, because like you said, like you could be making all these great milestones and like still feel like something's wrong. So, just a reminder that like, just because you see someone being successful doesn't mean that like everything's okay either. Yeah.
I saw this really interesting, it's like this TikTok tea, but this girl, she was dating Central C, the Malin.
Oh, you know, he went to Taos. No, he didn't. That's Corday. Never mind.
That's okay. But she was saying like something along the lines of, she was like, yeah, I'm living such a blessed life and I'm going to all these amazing events and whatever. She was like, I've never been more wealthy. Like I've never been more like around people who love me and whatever, whatever. She was like, but I'm fucking dragging my feet everywhere I go. And it was interesting to like hear her say it that way. Cause I was like, yeah, that seems pretty accurate. Like that seems like what 25 at least was like, you go to all these cool events or start new jobs or do all these really exciting things, but you're like kind of dragging your feet to it.
And I wonder if it's because like you have this like idea of like what something is supposed to be. And then once you get it, you're like disappointed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, what it is in your head. Yeah. Like for me, like, I don't know, my dream job was to work in the NHL. And I was blessed to do that for my first job, like as a 24-year-old girl. Like, and I mean, it was a great experience, but it's one of those things where it's like, I think in my head I built it up, or like it happened so quickly that once it happened, it was like, well, I didn't have to like do all these things to get to that point. It kind of just happened. And I think that's an interesting experience, because like, then you kind of don't value it in the same way. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I think that's true. We've talked about this like in other situations, in that like if you start with your dream job, once you're in it, then what's the dream?
Yeah, like what are you chasing?
What's next? Like then you're just not even complacent, because it's not the right word. Like obviously you worked hard to get your job at the Coyotes. Obviously like you weren't just given that opportunity, but like you do become kind of like, all right, well, I guess this is it. If you checked that box so early on, like that's what people work their entire lives for. And you're like, okay, well, I'm 24 or 25 or whatever. Like now I have another 25 years of working.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Yeah. And I think it's important also to like, something that I've been trying to be more mindful about is like check in with yourself. Look, I feel like obviously like that was my dream. Obviously my dreams look differently now, months later, but it's one of those things where like there's going to be new dreams or there's going to be new opportunities or like things you can't even fathom. Like for example, within the last like 5 or 6 months, like I knew I wanted to work in sponsorships, like, but a year ago, I wouldn't have even known that about myself. So like you're constantly learning things by yourself and like changing, you know, what your next goal is. And like, I was blessed to get a job in sponsorships. And it's one of those things that like 6 years from now, I might want to do something totally different. So I think like realizing that your dream job or your dream goals or whatever can always change. And I think just because you reach something doesn't mean you have to stop there either. Yeah. And yeah, like I forget who I was talking to, but I was like, I think people, especially our age, get really bogged down that like whatever we do next has to be this crazy thing, or it has to be like it has to be this crazy experience. But in reality, it's just like the next part of your chapter. Like it doesn't have to be the end. You're not marrying a job, you're not marrying a situation. Like it's just what's next. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, I think it's, we have so many expectations that like, it has to be perfect. And like, that actually is more draining than just like doing it and then hating it, or doing it and then saying like, oh, okay, well, this led me to that type of thing. Yeah. And I think that's something that I'm trying to work on, because I think because we're both very like ambitious and driven in our careers, it can be a little bit daunting when we're like, well, I'm going to be 30 in 4 years. Yeah. And I'm not, you know what I mean? So I think it's important to like stay present in that, because that's actually working against you. Like, I think there's something as being too driven, because then you can't enjoy where you're at.
Yeah. I also think like, and it's funny, cause we went to Denver for a concert and we watched, the movie Inside Out 2. Is that
Inside Out? Yeah.
Yeah. So we watched Inside Out 2, and there was this one scene, and you know, Joy, I'm sorry if I'm spoiling this movie, but there's this one scene and Joy is like talking, she's coming to this realization. She's like, well, maybe you just feel less joy as an adult.
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, yeah. Like, and that sounds so like depressing to say. Like, my mom is probably listening, like, Becca, like, I need to call you, make you feel more joy. Like, it's not even about like not actively not feeling joy. It's just there's so many other emotions that come into play.
Yeah.
Fill up your day or fill up your time. And I've had to like kind of come to the realization that sometimes the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Like sometimes doing the dream job, or sometimes doing, you know, whatever you think will be the most logical next step. Like if what you're doing right now isn't giving you 100% joy, like it doesn't mean it's bad. And that doesn't mean that like what you're doing isn't worth it. But it's hard. It gets kind of bogged down in the middle, like the last few months of being like, all right, well, my mental health has been tanking. Like, is this something I need to reevaluate with my job or where I'm at right now? Like, and no, I really like my job. It has nothing to do with my job, but it's just like the first thing that you go to.
Yes.
Because it takes up so much of your time, especially in this industry. But like, there's just so many other emotions than being like so happy all the time.
Well, and in that movie too, there was a part where it's like, you can't have like joy without a little sadness, and you can't have sadness without a little joy. Yeah. And it is weird because like, I know that movie is made for kids, but like I've seen like people our age are having a crazy response to the movie, because it's something that I think we should have had as kids. Because even if you think about like back when you're a kid, you're taught two emotions, joy and sadness. You're not, or happiness and sad. You're not taught anything else. So it's because it's like, oh, if I'm not happy, I'm sad. And it's like, you know, sometimes you're just nothing. Sometimes you're just like existing, and like, it is what it is. And I think it's important to like teach that. And I'm really happy that that's a movie that like kids have now, because I could have used that as a kid.
Dude, but the anxiety character, I was anxiety. Like, I needed her.
Anxiety is my girl.
Yeah.
I have voice anxiety. Anxiety means you care. Okay. That's what that means. It's just a thought. But I really think that, I really think that it's important to like sit with your emotions too. And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, like you're going through a hard time, but like, we're going to like reflect on this. I mean, we're doing okay. We're doing better.
We're not good, buddy.
We're not healed. Okay. No. We are reporting live. We are not healed, but we're doing better. And I think like a year from now, we'll look back on this and be like, wow, LOL. But I do think it's an special experience when you go through it at the same time as like one of your friends, because like you said, we were trying to comfort each other, but it was also kind of like hilarious.
Yeah.
We were kind of a walking mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, I mean, we were doing our best to comfort each other, but weren't doing a good job at comforting ourselves.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. We both made it through.
We made it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think it's important to like realize like there's going to be times where there's not really, you know, I think that's important to not be like super happy all the time, super sad all the time, because that's just like, I think as you grow up, it just becomes like, okay, like life goes on.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Which I think as a kid, you're like, oh, that's so sad. And it's like, well,
it's just adulting. Like,
adulting, you know?
Yeah. There's just so many other fish to fry that come with like adulting that you can't, you're not going to be just jazzed about life all the time.
No. And I think that's okay. Cause if you were, then like special moments, like wouldn't mean shit. You know what I mean? Like I, so for context, like I left Arizona like a week ago and I did, this or no a week and a half ago I don't know mm-hmm. I did this like going away birthday dinner that I always do on my birthday every year, but this year it was different because obviously I like was also leaving, and everybody at that dinner was with me during like the last 3 months of hell, like in their own way, whether they knew it or not, whether they knew to the extent of it or not, because obviously you tell more people different things than other people just based on your relationship. But that was like such a crazy moment because it was one of those things where it was like, okay, like she's healed enough, like let her go, like shoo, like she's gonna do it type of thing. And I think it's super rewarding to have people in your corner where you can talk about it, because I think, I'm sure, I hate to say this, but I'm sure when we turn 30, something similar is gonna happen. Like we're gonna have this moment of like, what the fuck was the last like 5 years, like where did it go? And then like we're gonna feel 10 different emotions. Like I'm sure this is just a natural process, but it was a really unique like situation. And it's interesting that like so many of our friends all experienced it like kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, like,
but I think it's so nice to be able to have like someone to talk to about it that like is in it too. Yeah. Because like I could talk to, you know, someone older than me and they're like, yeah, like that's just what your 20s are, or yeah, that's just like what it is. But when it's happening for the first time, like it feels so big. Like it's the same thing as like when you're in middle school and like you have a crush on someone and you think it's like literally the love of your life, and you just don't have enough life experiences yet to like know that, nah, that's just Brad. Like
that's just Brad.
You're never going to see him again. You're never going to anything.
For sure. Everything's so big when you're in it. Yeah.
Yeah. And when we're both going through it and like, it was nice to have someone so I didn't feel so alone.
Yeah.
But it was also nice to like almost kind of take the attention away from me, but like I could focus on something else. Like I was like, okay, and now we're gonna help Katie, or then it would switch and you would help me. And like it was nice that like, yes, we were both going through shit, but it wasn't taking away from the other person's shit.
Yeah.
And like if you can find that balance with someone you can talk to about it, like that's super helpful at this time in your life. Cause I don't know what I would have done if I couldn't like.
Yeah. And I've seen this thing where it's like everybody has like friends in like different buckets. You know what I mean? I obviously have like, for example, Chelsea, she like has a very different life than me. You know what I mean? Like she has a family, whatever. She's very established, but like I go to her about like certain things. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like you have friends in certain buckets and you have kind of different relationships that you need at different times. And because we were going through the same thing at the same time, it was one of those things where like, we would air it out and then we would go out and we'd do something else and it would be fine because we needed like the distraction. And I think that's super important, because I will say like the more you sit with it or you don't talk, or the more you sit with it and pretend it'll go away, the bigger it gets. And it's not something that it's like going to go away with time, regardless of like what the issue is or what's causing it. So that was super helpful. And you know, I'm very thankful for that because it was,
we were down bad.
Honestly, like, not to be dramatic, like the hardest 3 months of my life, 100% to this point.
Yeah.
And I've gone through some shit. Okay. So the Lord tested me. Universe said, oh babe.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm really just going to close out 25 for you.
So I've never been happier to be 26. Actually, when I was younger, I used to say like, oh my God, I'm never turning 26. Like, I'm going to be, I used to say this, like, I'm going to be 25 forever. Like, 26 is old. And I could not run faster from 25. I was like on my first day of work, it was like the day before my birthday. And I was like, I'm 26. They're like, how old are you? I'm 26. Like, I'm over it. I'm so over it.
Ready to move on.
Yeah. Like, I don't know my 25th year.
Unfortunately, I have a few more months.
Becca's hanging in there.
I'm holding on for dear life. I got until December, so I've still got like 4 months. So I'm really stoked about it. But
it's going to be really great.
It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. It's already, obviously, we're doing podcasts, so we are feeling better than we were. So.
Right.
We'll take it.
And Becca's about to start season, which is fun. Uh-huh. Spooky.
Spooky. Yeah. Very spooky.
It's gotta be football season again, which is a fucking crazy thing to think about.
Yeah. So we're getting ready for the season. 3 home games in September. Ready Woo! To hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stoked.
Time for football, babe.
It is. And soccer. We're in the middle of soccer.
Yeah. Which actually, I don't even think I told you this. So the MLS is like they do a tournament like at this time of the season. This is the second year doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's called Legends Cup. And I actually had a game on my birthday.
Oh, nice. Love it.
I didn't know about it. So it was like one of those things where it was like they won a game and then like 2 days before the game, like my boss emailed me. It was like 2 days before my start day and they were like, yeah, so like we have a home game on Tuesday. And I was like, oh. So then, it was great. Like we won the game and then they played in LA last night and then they won again. So now we're advancing. I'm like, oh, so yeah, it definitely learning about that. But yeah, super exciting. The MLS schedule kind of follows baseball. So it's like the same months as baseball, but yeah, happy to be in season. Happy to be in sports again. Live, laugh, love.
Live and laugh and love. Doing our best.
You know, life's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, I know you wanted to talk about, like, the search for jobs.
Oh, yeah. I think this is, like, something that, like, I wish I could have had. Because I will say, just like somebody older than you telling you that your 20s are, like, a confusing time. I don't think that's something that you need to hear. Same with like when you're job searching, like the worst thing you can hear is like, oh, it'll work out. Just keep trying. Like, oh, like, and obviously like that's the natural reaction. Like I catch myself saying that to people. But that's like the worst thing you can say to somebody. I think it's super, super like not helpful. Yeah. I will say, the job search in this industry is super hard. I really pride myself on like having a good network and like really having a good group of people like in Phoenix and outside, like in the industry. And I do. But like, that's not enough. And I think people think it is. And I think at some points in time, I was like, why isn't this happening faster? Like I have all this experience. Like why am I not good enough? Or, like kind of just like not looking at it for what it is and kind of just like making excuses, whether that was like, you know, like, oh, well, they just, you know, they chose somebody else. But the reality is like, regardless of the situation, regardless of if you think you deserve a position, if you're not given a position, then like, that's their loss. It's just like a relationship. Like it's their loss. So it's one of those things where it's like, I think it sucks when you receive rejection letters. It sucks when you don't move forward, but like that's just like redirection to something else. And again, like this is way easier to say in retrospect. Like this is something that like people were telling me, but like when you're in it, it's so hard to hear that. But I do think it's important to like be genuine and also just like know that whatever comes, well, it's meant to come at that time. I know for me, like I really wanted to be in partnerships and I didn't want to take another job in like ticket operations. So that's something I put my focus on and like obviously made my job search harder because I didn't have, you know, correlated experience, but at the end of the day, like, you just need one person to say yes to you. And then from there, it's up to you to, like, prove yourself and your worth. So I think it's important to stay truly grounded in that and just trust the process, because ultimately, like, you'll end up where you're supposed to be. Or if you end up somewhere and you don't like it, like I said, it's not permanent. You can change your mind. So just, like, not putting so much pressure on it, which, again, like,
when you're out,
I did not do a good job. I put a lot of pressure on myself. So I think it's important. And I hope in the future, if I'm ever in this situation again, I can, like, handle it more maturely than I did, just because, like, being laid off in your 20s is really crazy, but being laid off in this industry is crazier. And I think it's extremely hard because there's not that many jobs, especially in, like, if you're trying to stay in one market, and it can be super, super, like, intimidating. So yeah, just lean on people, never stop working on your network too. There's a lot of people that, you know, I spoke with who were helping me and, like, helping them. And there's a lot of people still with Coyotes that are looking. And it's one of those things where it's like, if you come from a genuine place, people want that around. And if you're going through a hard time and you're, like, you know, you seem super desperate or you're super negative, like, a company doesn't want that, regardless of, you know, what happened to you. Like, they can sense that. So just remaining positive is super important, and just embracing it. Like, even if it sucks, like, it's not forever. And if it is forever, then maybe try a new industry. I don't know. But just know that ultimately, like, everything happens for a reason. So that's what I tried. Journaling helped. I journaled a lot. Whenever I felt angry, I wrote it down instead of speaking it out. I think that's super helpful. And yeah, just, like, appreciate a job when you have it, because you're an at-will employee. And at any point, you know, things can change, and that's just life. So just do your best every day and take, you know, everything with a grain of salt, because everything literally is temporary until it's not. Mm-hmm. So, and that's on business.
Standing on business.
But seriously, the job search is, it's hard. It's really frustrating. So just give yourself grace through it. And if you really want to be in this industry and you're struggling, then, like, you'll find a way. Yeah. Obviously there's a lot of situations where, from the Coyotes, people took jobs elsewhere just for the time being. Like, that's also a great option if that's something that, you know, you need. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. There's so many people that are in the industry, leave the industry, and then come back. I think that's totally normal. Everybody obviously has different, like, situations, like, that warrant that. So I think that's totally normal, and I don't think that's something that's looked down upon. Actually, I feel like, depending on, you know, your specialty or your department, a lot of people look for people that don't work in the sports industry because they have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So also something to think about. It's all just how you market yourself.
Yeah.
Really. Like, it's so, you got to sell yourself, babe.
Yeah. And, like, you can't be like, I'm trying to think of a scenario from, like, an HR side. Like, we would rather have someone who's been grinding at it and trying to do, you know, all these different things so that they find, like, what they're passionate about, and they have a bunch of different experiences and backgrounds. Like, you would rather that than maybe someone who's been at the same company for 25 years and just gone from, you know, intern to associate to coordinator, senior coordinator to manager, which, like, none of that is bad. That's all very good. Like, that's what the path I'm on right now. Like, but I think, kind of to your point, like, in a recruiter's world, having extra experience is helpful. It is valuable. And so if it feels really daunting now to be like, oh, well, I have to go get a job that's not necessarily directly in the sports industry, or it touches it, but it's not with a team, like, there's so many options out there, and there's so many people with so many different experiences.
Yeah. And ultimately it adds value to you. Because it makes you a more universal candidate. And also, like, it just adds life experience, because I feel like if you work with people that I don't know, like, my experience working in college sports versus professional is so different. And when I try to compare them, I really can't, because it's such a different animal and different people thrive in different environments. But like, if you work in both, I think that's how you figure out which one you really like. Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where it's like, until you work in both, you don't really know. And also, there are some people that have such a love and passion for like college sports and didn't feel that fire in professional sports, and like vice versa. So maybe you wouldn't know that experience if you never tried it, type of thing. So
everything, yeah, like,
yeah,
even if it's something that you learn that you don't like. Like, I worked, yeah, in college sports and I did not like it. I was like,
oh, yeah. But, and that's important. That's important to know, because, yeah, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And until having that experience, I wouldn't have been able to say the same thing. And
right
now that I'm out of it, if I meet a coworker who's also worked in that space, or say we're trying to do a partnership with some college, like, I can better navigate that than someone that hasn't been able to.
Yeah, 100%. And like, you already know, you know, some of the college rules, you, yeah, already know some of the, like, you know, schedule, like, it's a totally different beast.
Yeah.
And it also provides like a knowledge and a lens that maybe somebody, you know, who works in professional sports their whole career can't see from. So I think it's super important. And honestly, like, no experience is a bad experience. I think, like I said, like, you're not attached to anything. You can always change your mind. And I think you feel a lot more freedom once you like change that perspective, regardless of what it is. Like, everything will work out how it's supposed to. You don't have to do everything forever. If you don't like something, you can change your mind. It's just how life works. And then it allows you to like not put so much pressure on literally anything. Yeah. 'Cause we're literally just girls. So
I'm just a girl.
I told my dad that. I was like, I don't know what I was doing, but I was like, I'm just a girl. And he was like, what? I was like, I am just a girl.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you're a woman. I said, no, I'm just a girl. I was like, nope.
I love watching those TikToks, and it's like the feminism leaving my body, like, whenever something's too heavy, or whenever I'm like, yes, the, yes, feminism leaving my body when things get hard. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm just a girl. I can't.
A girl.
You can't do it.
Mm-mm. And also, like, life isn't that serious either. Like, everything is so silly. If you really think about it, when things happen, like, it's just silly. Oh, it didn't work out. That's silly. Oh, you got laid off. Oh, that's silly. Like, that's silly.
I'm going to start saying that.
When people— okay, well, maybe not in, like, professional situation. Like, oh, the customer didn't buy that. That's silly.
That's silly. Sucks.
That's, yeah, it's a choice. Remember? Oh, during our, like, 4-month period, yeah, where we weren't recording, I downloaded this. I started saying, oh, that's a choice. Mm-hmm. As in, like, when somebody makes a decision or like something that's like a little, I don't know, I wouldn't do or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's a choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the decision that they made. Yep. Love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clocked it. Yeah. Yeah. But like, so happy to be back.
Yeah. So happy to be back. Happy to.
I actually think, like, if we were to, like, listen to this episode after it's posted and then listen to an episode, like, the beginning of 2024, it would be really interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like my perspective has changed a lot on a lot of things.
For sure. Like, I feel like we've changed a lot fundamentally as people.
Yeah.
In the last, like, 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy. The prefrontal cortex said, all right, we are really gonna iron this out, give you some learned experiences.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Mm.
So, love that.
Yeah. When you, on your resume, when you put, like, you know, sports experience or business experience, yeah, there should be one that says, like, mental.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put, like, year 25,
mm-hmm,
mental experience.
2024. That was all the experience I needed. Thank you.
I'm very in touch with myself. Let's just be sure.
And but my friend,
26, yeah. 26 has been great so far. I can't complain. Yeah, you know? I'm just fucking out here being in my late 20s.
Can't wait. 4 months.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. But yeah, happy to be back. Happy to chop it up.
Yeah.
And navigate the new football season, my new job. Just kind of a new time period. Becca and Katie living in a different city.
Yeah.
Which we've never done that.
We've never done. Well, I mean, we did that with
BF. Our long distance relationship. Oh, yeah. BF before friends, before we were friends. Because we didn't know each other. That's why we did that. We didn't know each other. Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm excited to do this again. I miss doing this because it really helps.
It does.
It really helps. And also when I listen back on it, I'm like, I giggle. I'm like, wow, we're so clever. So.
We're so clever.
I don't know if anybody else giggles.
How insightful. All 5 people that listen are like,
wow. All 5 people. Oh my God. People are going to be like, oh, I thought this was over. No, bitch, we're back.
No, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be, oh, I didn't even know that you were going to.
Nuh-uh, Becca. Don't say that.
My mom did text me and she was like, am I missing a few episodes? Like, I feel like I haven't heard anything. I was like, no, you're not. Sorry.
Yeah, my parents were here for like a week in Denver. And my dad was like, okay, so like, when's the podcast coming back?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you noticed that? yeah, we took a break. He's like, oh, so when? I said, yeah, we're working on it.
We'll get there when we get there.
We're working through some things.
Yeah.
You know, life got heavy.
And we had to take a break, and that's fine. Like, sometimes you just have to be like, all right, I can't do this right now.
Yeah, normalize breaks.
Normalize breaks. If you need a break, take a break. Don't force yourself to do something that's going to ultimately upset you or put you in a bad mood.
Because that ain't it.
It ain't it. We're just girls.
We're literally just girls, but we're happy to be here. We're happy to be podcasting girls.
Yeah.
Girls, and guess what? We're going to start feeling lucky again, okay? Because there was a period of time where we were not lucky, okay? Luck ebbs and flows, just like waves, just like life.
Yeah, the luck ran dry there for a second, but we're back.
Luck was dry. Mm-hmm. Interlude, luck is back.
I like it. That's the name of the episode.
Love it.
All right, well, we hope everyone is doing okay. And if you're not doing okay, that's okay.
If you're not doing okay, I hope this episode realized that we were also not doing okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's also something that nobody talks about on social media. So this is your reminder.
Yeah. This is your reminder that shit hit the fan. Even if you saw our cute selfies, we were looking great. new haircuts, dyeing hair. Like, we look wonderful, but we are falling apart on the inside. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hashtag growth.
Hashtag growth. Love it.
All right, well, obsessed.
Yeah, love it. Happy to be back.
Until next time.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye. Love you guys.